would, I suppose, lead to huge economic benefits to the region. And we know Ross Point has a long maritime history, but the facilities need to be improved. And I suppose we'll see improvements for sea angling, for yachts, for sailing, for races of high standard. We'd have a safe landing space for boats and yachts. So this has massive potential for Ross Point and, as I say, the North West. So the application has to be with the department by the end of March. And I know Sligo County Council is very supportive of the project.
Ultimately, it's about providing spaces for people if they want to visit the area, and this would go a long way to, once again, maybe increasing the tourism potential of the area.
Yeah, look, Ross's Point, as we all know, it is an iconic place. It is one of our most scenic spots or places in the county. People love to visit Ross's Point, and this capital project, if it were to go ahead, would be a major benefit to Ross's Point. And I suppose in terms of the wider scope, this is part of the Sligo Destination Experience Plan 2024-2029. So Fáilte Ireland are very supportive of this project and the potential of this project. In that strategy and in that document, this project is an enabler project. One of the recommendations and action points as part of that strategy that was launched last year by Fáilte Ireland is to support the potential of a marina and safe landing space in Ross's Point for boats and yachts. This has huge, huge potential for the area. And I think it's very welcome that we're progressing. We all know we live in a wonderful county, and this is just a project that would continue and enhance our offering in terms of outdoor sport, in terms of adventure sport, in terms of what we have to offer tourists and visitors alike, but also the local community. It's a good news story. It's a long time being talked about. Finally, we're seeing the required action in terms of the fund that's available, and an application will be made by the end of March.